Hey guys, welcome to episode number 4 of Kitty Litty. Thank you guys for hanging in there with me. I know I've been MIA for so long, but whenever you miss me, you know you can go to Apple and Spotify and check out the episodes that are available and listen to them as much as your heart desires. I got episode 1 through 3 streaming on Apple and Spotify. Make sure to click like, click follow, so you can get notified when a new episode is up. But as you know, Kitty Litty will be having a new episode coming out every hump day, so make sure to stay informed, and you know you can always head over to my Instagram, B1KBarbie, if you need to get more updates. So guys, I have a hot show for you today. We're going to talk laser hair removal. We're going to talk electric cars. Those are our hot topics for today. I'm also going to have words of wisdom for you, but coming up next is hot topics. So stay right there, guys. Are you guys ready for hot topics? Hot topics on Kitty Litty. Okay, guys, so we're going to jump into topic number 1, which is laser hair removal. I want to educate all my listeners about laser hair removal. Blah, blah, blah. That was like a tongue twister unnecessarily. So I just started doing laser hair removal myself about a year and a half ago, I want to say. And I just want you guys to know, it is one of the best decisions of my life, like literally low key, high key, full piano. So I want to educate you guys on this because it's a money saver, it's a time saver, it's a stress saver, and who doesn't like silky smooth skin? So I get all of these questions all the time. So I'm going to answer all your questions right now. And these are like some of the main questions I get about laser hair removal, because I feel like I'm like a walking advertisement for like laser hair removal, and people always ask me these questions. So some of the questions I get is it expensive? The answer is no. Well, actually it's a no and a yes. It actually depends on where you go. However, there's so many laser places you can go in the Los Angeles County area that is very affordable. Like, I go to a place where I can literally get full Brazilian underarms and lower half of my legs done for, I believe it's like $80, which is crazy. And, you know, since everybody's different, I'm not going to lie, like, you're not just going to get one treatment and it just completely disappears. However, it can be like that for some people. Some people may need only one treatment. Some people may need 2 treatments. Some people may need 3 or 4, and every spot on your body is different. So just don't think you're going to spend $80 and maybe not have to ever do it again, but it is a possibility that it could happen. So to answer that question, yes, it could be extremely cheap and affordable. However, there are obviously, like anything you buy or anything you do, there's always going to be someone who's going to be way more expensive. You might be paying for the name, paying for the location. So definitely shop around, find a place that you're comfortable with, find a price that you're comfortable with, but just know that there's several different options for you, that it's not like, you know, some people were like, oh my gosh, I thought it was going to be like $500. No, you know, you can actually, at my spot, you can actually get your full body lasered for like $300. So it's so affordable. So that is one of the main questions I get. Another question I get is it painful? Okay, guys. So everybody's pain tolerance is different. Okay. But I'm not going to lie. The first time I went, I wouldn't say it's painful. I would say it's uncomfortable. I think, as you know, especially when you're getting full Brazilian and like spread eagle, like, you know, I was like literally perspiring and nervous, and you have this preconceived notion that you have this hot laser that people describe online as hot grease being thrown on your body with a basting at the same time. Just don't, like, people exaggerate online all the time. So I would say it's not painful. It could be uncomfortable your first time, but definitely, definitely tolerable. And after the first treatment, every other treatment after that, I literally like lay there and I'm on my Instagram or I'm watching TV. I don't feel anything because it's amazing how your body adapts to any procedure that you put it through. And the pain tolerance actually, or I shouldn't say pain tolerance because it's not painful, but your tolerance, you know, goes up. So definitely not painful, definitely tolerable. It can be uncomfortable, but I don't want you guys to believe that it may not be painful for some people. So it might be painful for some people, especially in your sensitive areas, like down there. But you know, if it is painful, be sure to vocalize to your nurse so she can turn down the wattage on the laser to get something that's comfortable for you and still get the treatment done. Number three, I get compliments all the time. Like literally, you know, obviously like from guys, they'll be like, oh wow, you're so smooth. You're so silky. You don't have any bumps. Your pores are just so, your skin, you know, all of this. Like, okay. So I tell guys, you know, because, okay, I don't mind guys with some hair as long as, you know, you got some hair, but you got it under control. However, I think on some guys, not all guys, depending on the guy, there's some guys that can benefit from using a laser. So I just want to answer question number three, because guys ask me all the time, you know, they may do the Brazilian, they may shave their own, you know, balls and back and chest and stuff like that, and it just grows back thicker, you get bumps. So just know that with a laser, it's not just for women. Yes, men, you can go and get lasered, okay? I'm not gonna say it's probably not gonna be a little uncomfortable, like if you get a female nurse, because I don't know of any places that have I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I just had this talk with my nurse, and it's just funny because there's no male nurses that I know of that do laser, but a lot of the female nurses, they'll tell me that guys will come in and get, you know, their balls lasered and stuff like that, and they'll get erections. And it's like, you know what? You shouldn't be embarrassed, okay? Like, you're a man, you're heterosexual. Like, obviously, if you get a cute girl that's seeing you naked and is touching your manlyhood, it's only natural that you would have that type of reaction. So you don't need to be embarrassed. The ladies that work there are definitely very professional, and they know that this can possibly happen. So just be aware of that, and just don't let that give you anxiety. They deal with it on several occasions, so don't feel awkward about it. They're very professional about it. They're not going to start laughing and saying, ha-ha, you got a boner. No, I'm not going to lie. They might laugh about it after the fact, but you know they're not going to do it in your face. And just know that it's obviously completely natural, but you know, just so you guys know, it is definitely there for you guys as an option for you guys to get anywhere lasered. Just like women, men can get anywhere from head to toe lasered that you wish to get. So definitely look into it. And it, again, it's not expensive. And look into that, because I definitely would prefer a guy that if you have a hairy back, you need to get that shit lasered. And I rather, you know, I will help you shave it, but I rather you get it lasered so it's nice and smooth. And I just, and you know, after what, like maybe 3-4 treatments, you never have to go back again and you never have it growing back again. So I vouch, I'm down for guys getting lasered. You know what, if your wife and your girlfriend can go with you, which I'm sure is possible if you need that moral support. But yes, guys, you can get lasered. And then last but not least, question number 4 that I get. Okay, guys, so I got a little bit of educated on this because obviously I have darker skin, I have darker hair. Laser favors, the most ideal skin color and hair color for laser is white skin, black hair. However, it also does well with darker skin and dark hair. There's two people that really kind of are not great candidates. Not saying it can't work, but you know, most likely it's not going to be the best, is blondes. If you have, you know, white skinned, blonde hair, red hair, and white skin, you guys are not going to be the best candidates for laser, because what I was told, the laser will not pick up your hair. So the laser needs to pick it up in order to burn it and to kill the follicle. So I had a guy friend that I sent to get lasered, and he actually has very fine, somewhat blonde hair down there in his manhood area, and the laser actually picked it up. So, I mean, I think it's not, I mean, I think it's worth trying since it's so cheap. But just so you know, I don't want you guys to, you know, put in thousands and thousands of dollars and be misled, because if you Google it, it's just not the best option if that is your skin tone and that is your hair color. But of course, you know, there's plenty of other options out there, you know, regular shaving, waxing, and there's this other procedure which I don't even recommend because it sounded painful, so I'm not even gonna bring it up because we don't have time for pain. But definitely those options are open to you guys. But hell, like, if I were you, I'd try it, like, because, you know, you can't knock it till you try it. I mean, you know, if you go and you just do your underarms, I mean, who cares? It's $20. But then also some blondes, their hair will turn brown. So you never know. So don't knock it. Try it. But those are 4 of the main questions that I get. I love laser hair removal. I have been fortunate to have only gone through probably a total of 5 treatments. One area that shockingly only needed 2 treatments was my legs. My legs picked up the laser very well. But, you know, other areas like in the Brazilian area, in the need a couple more treatments. Those, I believe I was like at 5 treatments. And underarms, I believe I was at maybe, I want to say maybe 3. And then after that, I just kind of got it because it was in my little laser package. But definitely, I love laser. I will never go back. I can't wait to the point where I never even see one hair growing. But like, I literally am at the point now where I might see 1 or 2 or 5 straggler hairs. But to be able to have most of the places that I care about not growing hair is such a time saver. It's so smooth. It's just awesome not having to fight with my razor and cut myself and ingrowns and large pores and stuff like that. So definitely go get lasered today. Go get a free consultation. If you need advice on some places to head to, send me a DM on Instagram, B1KBarbie, and I can let you guys know where I go or some other places that you know, maybe are closer to your area and maybe kind of point you in the right direction. So let's get into topic number 2, guys, coming up next. So topic number 2, I told you guys, was going to be electric cars. So I've had my electric car since November, December, January, February, March. So we're going on to month number 5. Woo, it's crazy. I can't believe it's been 5 months, y'all. Like, seriously, 5 months, like, it's crazy. I can't even think about it. I don't even feel like I've had my car for almost half a year, which is crazy because I feel like I just got it. But that shows you how fast time flies. But I must say that having an electric car was one of the smartest moves I've ever done. I got my stickers for the carpool lane maybe, I want to say, a month and a half after I got my car, which is actually, I totally recommend if you get an electric car to apply for it as fast as you can. I believe you need the VIN of the car at the very least. So let's say, you know, well, I guess it was like more, well, I guess, well, I don't know. Don't listen to me. But I mean, if you're ordering a Tesla and let's say they've already provided you with the VIN and said you're going to be getting your car in like a week, then right then and there, apply, put the VIN on the sheet. You know, you could get the sheet off the DMV website, print it out, do the VIN, send it even before you got the car in your possession because you have the VIN at least and you've already purchased the car. So you can technically still apply for the decal. So, but yeah, just do it right away because it's going to take them at least a month to get it. So, you know, you want to get it as fast as possible, but that's a plus because living in Los Angeles, 405, 101, always traffic. It doesn't matter if it's 8 a.m. in the morning, 2 a.m. in the morning, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 o'clock in the morning, doesn't matter. There's always traffic. So being able to use the carpool lane with just me in the car is such a time saver. It shaves off between, I want to say, 30 minutes to an hour. So I totally recommend you guys go ahead and get this option because it will save you a lot of time and stress and not having to sit in traffic. Also, having an electric car does save you a lot of money. My prior car, I had a BMW. I was maybe spending $300 to $400 a month on gas. Now I spend, because I have a ChargePoint app, which is another charging option that I use, you know, because superchargers, unfortunately, there's not as many as I'd like there to be, but there's a good amount and so many are going up. I mean, I have to give it to Elon. He's putting them up really quickly, but I usually use ChargePoint because it's closer to me. And in the month of February, because I just checked it, because it's actually cool, they give you a breakdown of how much you spend in the month on charging. The month of February, I spent $50, you guys. $50 total in charging my car. Like, if that isn't cheap, I don't know what is. I mean, $350, that's a difference of $250 that I'm saving. So if you have any question whether it's cheaper, of whether having a gas car, an electric car is worth it, there's your evidence, guys. And I drive quite a bit. I mean, I, you know, feel like, I mean, I'm not driving like maybe as much as other people, but I drive a significant amount. So that's a really large savings. And also, I mean, think about it. You don't have to worry about going to the gas station and increasing gas prices. You're helping the environment. And another plus that I want to bring up is you also get a write-off. So the state and federal do give tax credits for electric cars. So, you know I'm going to get a nice little refund for my electric car. So it doesn't matter whether you're going to get a Tesla or any other model electric car. It is such a smart idea to go electric. And, you know, honestly, it's the future. I believe eventually all cars will be electric, and it should be. I mean, there's no reason to really have a gas car. It's honestly a preference. I mean, my car is extremely fast. I mean, some people think that performance and speed's going to get altered with an electric car, but that is not the case. I know you guys have seen on Instagram where there's Teslas beating Bugattis and Lamborghinis and Beamers and Mercedes all the time. And for someone who has had a Beamer and a Mercedes, I can say that the Tesla is definitely up there on performance. So don't knock any electric car until you try it. Also, if you are in the market to get a Tesla, check my little info section underneath my podcast. I will put my referral code so you can use it to get 1,000 free supercharger miles, which came in handy the first 2 months I had my car, because every time I went to a supercharger, it was free. And yeah, it lasted me about 2 months. So use the referral code when you're going to go get your Tesla and you get 1,000 free supercharger miles. Now, if you're not going to get a Tesla and you know a family member or a friend or a spouse or a boyfriend, girlfriend that's going to get a Tesla and you want to get 1,000 free supercharger miles, just use my referral code when you're picking up your car and boom, 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 there you go. Hashtag thank me later. And I hope I convinced quite a few of you guys to go ahead and go green and get an electric car. If you have any questions in regards to your Tesla or in regards to the whole process regarding the referral program or anything in regards to getting an electric car, I mean, I could probably vouch more on the Tesla side and giving you information because I have one. But I will help you as much as I can because I want to do my part to better the environment and, you know, going electric. So, you know, hit me up on Instagram with any of your Tesla questions. If I can't answer it, I can actually help point you in the direction. There's a bunch of YouTube videos and a bunch of pages on Instagram with people that have help videos in regarding the Tesla, and I will try to help you as best as I can. But yeah, guys, electric is the way to go. And I have to say, out of all my cars, I've maybe had 5 cars in my lifetime, I think, this is by far my favorite. So consider going electric and stay right there, guys. Coming up next, I have my words of wisdom. Stay tuned. Okay, guys, so we're going to get into words of wisdom. I love this quote. This is just absolutely beautiful. So Anne Frank said, "Think of all the beauty still left around you and be happy." I'm just going to leave you guys with that. I think that quote speaks for itself. Just focus on the good and the positive and be grateful, right? So tune in next week on Wednesday, hump day, our favorite day, for a new episode of Kitty Litty, episode number 5. Again, click like, click follow on Spotify and Apple or wherever you get your podcast. It doesn't matter. I don't care, as long as you guys are listening to Kitty Litty. And I will catch you guys here for a new episode next week. But until then, have an amazing weekend. Love you guys. Bye.